Thanks again for joining me here at the Bookstore Blog from the website of PreachingTheGospelAtSaves.com. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstores. So many versions by Sakae Kubo and Walter F. Speck. As we continue to go through the Phillips translation, they're stuck on Matthew 6:17 now, which says in our 1769 King James Bible, God's perfect words without error, it says, "But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face." The Phillips has, and this is what they say about it, "Brush your hair, brush your hair," compared to "anoint thy head." How about that? But they said it was a bit too free for "anoint your head." Thus, Phillips in the new edition, okay, there's been multiple editions. In the new edition, they've gone back to "anoint your head." Okay, so did you notice that? In the edition before the new edition, they had "brush your hair." How about that? So why change it to "anoint your head"? Now it matches God's perfect words. But you know what's amazing about that is? They just stumbled across that because they're not Bible believers. The same is true, here we go, the same is true for Matthew 7:12. Matthew 7:12 says, in God's perfect words without error, the 1769 King James Bible, it says, "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." And this is what they said about that. A translation for "this is the law and the prophets," the new edition reads, "this is the meaning of the law and the prophets." So in the old edition, they had it right. In the new edition, they have it wrong. How about that one? You know what that's called? One pastor said it the best. That's called yo-yo theology. More next week.